Welcome into another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN. Our thanks to the folks at Rush CPA & Associates and Fairway for bringing you Who's Gonna Win throughout this 2021 campaign. We'll take a look back here at how we did in week number six, and then we'll dive into our week seven picks here coming up. In a week number six action, we had a couple of 8-0 pick weeks here. Both Matt and myself were able to go 8-0. It's a little nice feather in the cap.
Nice job, Chris.
Yeah, good job.
Way to look off my sheet.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, pays to cheat sometimes. Jim went 7-1, so he's right behind us there for the week, and Doug went 5-3. So our overall standings now have Matt still out by a game at 39-9. I'm at 38-10. Jim sitting at 33-15, and Doug at 30-18. We've taken advantage of changing some of his picks here. He hasn't been with us the last couple of weeks.
I wondered about that.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, yes. I think it was just bad picking. That's fake news. We didn't do that.
He's got some work to do. So that's how we sit here overall. Here's how it went last week. It was Cam winning their homecoming game over Exira EHK 58-6. We all had the Cougars there. Audubon 63-23 over Coon Rapids Baird. We all had the Wheelers. Logan Magnolia 29-19 over IKM Manning. We all had the Panthers on that one. Tri-Center 40-21 over Lawton Bronson. And that was a winner for everybody except Doug. He was out on a limb there with Lawton Bronson. Underwood 45-0 over Trainer. We all had the Eagles. It was Clarinda pounding Shenandoah in the Page County Super Bowl. 56-13 the final. That was a winner for everybody except for Doug. He was out on a limb there with the Mustangs. It was ADM 42-0 over Creston. A couple of us had ADM, both Matt and myself, and then Jim and Doug both had Creston in that one. And it was Harlan 55-7 over Atlantic, and we all had the Cyclones there. So that's how it went in week number six. We'll take a break, come back, and get to our first couple of picks here for week number seven here on Who's Gonna Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Fairway Hash Browns, buy one, get one free. Over in the produce, we have Stella Bella seedless grapes for $1.99 a pound, cucumbers and green peppers for 77 cents each. In the meat department, we have USDA Choice T-bone steaks for $8.99 a pound, boneless stuffed pork chops, two for $5, and loinback pork ribs for $3.99 a pound. See all the deals and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's dive into week number seven, and we've got a couple of eight-man contests here to get things rolling. And the first one will be our broadcast game here tonight. The second-ranked Cam Cougars are at home once again. Hey, welcome in the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. And since Matt went 8-0, and he's our overall leader, we're going to have to make him go first. So,
okay. All right.
Who do you like here?
Yep. I like Cam. The Cam Cougars are going to keep right on rolling here as they enter week number seven. Preparing, for the conclusion here of their season, just a couple weeks left before the playoffs start for eight-man teams, and I think they're just playing really strong right now, so I don't see anything really slowing them down.
All right, it's one for the Cougars. I'm going to go with the Cougars as well. They've just been impressive, continuing week in and week out to put up great offensive numbers. It doesn't seem like it matters who the opponent is. They've been able to keep racking it up. Lane Speaker obviously has had a terrific season leading the charge for them, but they've got a lot of guys on that team that have been itching, I think, for this kind of chance, and they'll continue to roll here. Doug?
Well, I like Cam, too. The Crusaders of CRB have a pretty good quarterback. He's got 12 touchdowns and no interceptions. So, he can obviously throw the ball around pretty well, but I just think Cam's defense and offense and everything else is going to dominate this game.
All right. Jim?
Well, the old line, you can't stop them, you can only hope to contain them. You can't even do that with Cam right now because nobody's been able to so far, and it's not going to happen this week either. I like the Cougars.
All right, Cam across the board there for that one. Another eight-man contest, Exira EHK, 3-3 on the year, hosting a 4-2 Booyer Valley team up on the hill there in Exira. And I guess I get first crack here at this one. This is an interesting matchup. Both teams have had some similar results here throughout the year if you look at some of the comparative scores. Booyer Valley's been a little bit better overall defensively, if you look at those numbers. They've been able to hold their opponents to a little bit more are a little bit less offensive production. It'll be kind of about the quarterbacks here, it looks like. Drew Volkmann against Trey Peterson. And Xaire EHK seem to have improved a little bit here as the season has moved along, and I think that's what you expect from a Tom Peterson coach team. I think they continue to improve a little bit more, and I'm going to give them an edge here in a close game, but I'm going to go Xaire EHK. Doug.
I've been impressed with how their quarterback play for the Spartans. I just think you mentioned the comparative scores. I just looked at those. At least the way I looked at them, it seemed like they might favor the Bulldogs a little bit. So I'm going to take the road team on this one.
All right, one for Boyer Valley. Jim.
Why'd you do that, Doug?
Sorry, man. You want an Olympic? Or?
No, I just don't want to pick with you.
Oh. Well, that makes sense, too.
Yeah, I know. Now, I was looking. I mean, I know scoring margin's not the end-all to be-all because you can get one or two games that can throw things way out of whack. But Boyer Valley's got a plus 10 on average scoring this year each per game. And Xaire EHK has been two touchdowns on the wrong side of the score sheet on average here this season. I just don't think Xaire EHK has as many weapons as they've had in the past up and down their lineup. I like Boyer Valley just to win a tight one here on the road.
All right, another one for the Bulldogs. Matt?
I don't think, you know, Doug may be in last, but just a few tweaks here and there, you know, for him. He's been hanging in there.
I could be first.
Yeah, right. Right. Regarding the game, though.
Turn the sheet upside down. Look at that. You are in first place.
Xaire EHK, you know, about 80% of their offense as far as on the ground has gone through Trey, and, of course, he's their quarterback in there, Trey Peterson, the quarterback. Whereas Boyer Valley has done the work with, was it Hast and Volkmann and the Malone kid, being able to run the ball. Boyer Valley can run the ball on the ground, so I'm going to go with the Bulldogs as well here. So the Boyer Valley Bulldogs.
All right. Get a limb pick there with the Spartans
so,
on the
yep,
hill.
You're
I
on
like
your
that.
Own, Chris.
All right. We'll come back here in just a moment, take a look at a couple of Class A contests here when we come back on Who's Going to Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Fairway Hash Browns, buy one, get one free. Over in the produce, we have Stella Bella See the Scrapes for $1.99 a pound, cucumbers and green peppers for 77 cents each. In the meat department, we have USDA Choice T-Bone Steaks for $8.99 a pound, boneless stuffed pork chops, two for $5, and loinback pork ribs for $3.99 a pound. See all the deals and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's dive into a couple of Class A matchups, and the first one is Logan Magnolia. They're 5-1 records going on the road to Avoca to take on the AHSTW Vikings, who are 3-3. Doug, who's gonna win?
Well, I've been impressed with you know what the Vikings have been doing lately. They've had some good quarterback play from Kyle Sternberg, you know, and of course they got Denver Pauly running the ball. But I just think Loma's got such a solid ground game. Their running back, McGuire, is churning the yards out, 14 touchdowns on the ground, and I like that ground game, so I'm going to take the Panthers.
All right, one for the Panthers. Jim?
Yeah, I was looking at some of the statistics and numbers and things this year, and I guess AHSTW, the thing I was most impressed with from them this year, was a loss. That 14-12 loss to Southwest Valley, that might have been their best effort during the course of the year. So, you know, they've been able to compete with some really good teams. Logan Magnolia just has a way to keep pounding at you and wear you down. And I just don't think that will they'll be able to overcome that. So I'm going to go with the Panthers.
All right, Matt.
Yeah, I think HSCW does have a lot of momentum here going. Last couple of weeks, that was a big win for them 2 weeks ago against Riverside, and then picking up the win last week against Sydney. This is a non-district game, so I didn't realize these Class A have non-district games late in the season like this. So it really won't affect, you know, their standings and their district play for playoffs. But kind of what Jim and Doug have said, the ground game of Logan Magnolia just gets it done up front. They just wear you out, control the ball, That's what they like to do. They make very few mistakes. And but, you know, I think this, you know, HSTW can make a game of it. But I'm just going to go with the Panthers on this one.
All right. Another one there for Logan Magnolia. And, yeah, I think it has been impressive. A nice little turnaround here for HSTW. I got to see them in week one, and I thought they, you know, had some certainly good potential in that game that they had early in the year against IKM Manning. It's just a matter, can they get it to the guys that they need to get it to? They have some good weapons on the outside. But, again, it's a team that controls the clock so much in Logan Magnolia. You look at their schedule through the year, they've only allowed one team to score over 20 points this year as well. So they're doing it on the defensive side also. And I like Logan Magnolia, so I'm going to make it a clean sweep there on that one. Another Class A matchup. This is an interesting one. A couple of 5-1 teams here. Southwest Valley goes on the road to take on Riverside. Jim, who's going to win?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Next.
That's not how the show works.
Doesn't work that way.
You get first.
I really don't want to go first on this one. You know, Riverside has shown more offense this year. They've been able to put up some decent numbers both on the ground and through the air this year, and they put up some pretty good numbers. Southwest Valley, I just looked at what they've done this year, their body of work, and I keep looking back at that week one loss to Central Decatur and think, boy, I bet they'd like to have that one back. But, you know, they seem to have more size. They've got a larger roster, numbers-wise, but they have a larger roster as well in size of kids. And I'm just concerned that that could really kind of slow things down, the offense for Riverside, and make them a little bit more one-dimensional instead of letting them to be able to move the ball around the yard. But I don't know. Maybe there are some intangibles here I'm missing, but I'm going to go with Southwest Valley on the road.
All right, so one for the Timberwolves. Matt?
Yeah, I think these next couple of games here that you have on your sheet, Chris, are some tough calls here. And starting off with this one, Southwest Valley, a nice win last week over Earlham. And kind of looking at the statistics, and like, well, gosh, how did they get it done? And I haven't really been able to figure that out yet still because Earlham, you know, put up over 100 yards. Yes.
Matt, they scored more points.
That's it.
You'd think you'd know that by now.
I thought you were a coach.
Yes. How did they score more points? I'll be more clear. I don't know. This is a good one here, I think. I look at Riverside's loss a couple weeks ago to HSTW. Is that one that they kind of let slide away, you know, what was going on there? So, I don't know. This is definitely a tough one here. Southwest Valley, that's momentum beating Earlham. That's a big one for them. So I'm going to go with Southwest Valley, I guess.
All right. In here. One there for the Timberwolves. I was kind of hoping you were going to go the other way.
I'll let you go the other way.
This is a good matchup, yeah, for sure. You look at that common opponent, though. Of course, Southwest Valley was able to edge one out against AHSTW, whereas it didn't go Riverside's way. And the one thing I guess I noticed from that game, too, is they were AHSTW able to limit that offense a little bit. You know, that would be what you look at Riverside and see as their strength, is Kremkowski and Bentley trying to get them both going. But Southwest Valley was kind of able to do a little bit, or Riverside was able to, or HSTW, excuse me, was able to do that and slow them down. So it's interesting how that's going to play out. The one thing I noted for Southwest Valley, too, is they haven't given up more than 13 points. They played some really low-scoring, close games here so far this year, so you kind of imagine that's how this one's going to play out again. They do have some other distraction issues going on here this week from their game last week, so we'll see if that plays a factor at all. But I do think that Southwest Valley's got a little bit of the edge here. I think the defense makes the difference in this one. Doug.
Ooh. Well, I do need to pick up some ground on you guys since I'm so far behind right now. I had already written down Southwest Valley, but it's not official until I say it on the radio.
That's true.
Right?
Very true.
We've got white out right over there if you need it.
I'll scribble it out. That I didn't get to talk to you guys about the Riverside HSTW game. That's a head-scratcher to me. I don't know how you lose 35 points to them. I mean, Riverside had been rolling this year, and I do like what they got at quarterback with Kremkowski, and they can run the ball on the ground with Bentley, too. So, you know, I'm going to take the home team. I'm changing my mind.
All right. It's going to go with the Dogs.
Yeah, limb pick on the Dogs.
Okay. Yeah, home matchup. There you go. We'll move on here to a couple of other contests. We're going to go Class 1A here next. And it's a 4-1 trainer going on the road to take on 3-2 Kemper Catholic. Matt, who's going to win?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a good question on this one. This is definitely one of those probably didn't want to go first on like Jim didn't on the last one. So Kemper Catholic here, they end their season with Trainer and Underwood. So they've got two big ones here coming up for them. They've put together a nice body of work for them over the last over the course of the season here so far with some nice wins. Obviously, we've seen them play once when Atlantic played them. You know, they want to get it done on the ground with Vaname back there to running. He's got over 500 yards of rushing so far this year. I think Trainer has probably got the better defense of the two, and I think that's kind of where we're at in this season as you wear on, as you're down to what can your defense provide for you. So I'm going to go with the road team. I'm going to go with Trainer.
All right, this one for the Cardinals. And, I mean, you look at the production you mentioned, Vaname, they want to get him the ball there for Kemper Catholic. Potabom can be a little bit slippery as well and do a little bit of both air on in the ground there for them. The one thing I noted for Trainer is I think the overall body here this year has been a little bit tougher. Their non-district slate, I think, was a little bit tougher overall. They've been a little bit more battle-tested to this point. They've already got a look at how good Underwood is. I think they've got the motivation here on the road. So I'm not going to, just because I'll be different than Matt, go the other way. I'm going to stay with Trainer, who I think will edge this one out. Doug.
Well, you're only one game back, and I'm nine games back, so I got some room to make up here. You know, the thing about Trainer, I think Trainer's going to win this game. They just need to make sure that they minimize turnovers. They have two touchdowns passing and five interceptions. So as long as we can value the ball, Trainer can value the ball. I do like their defense, like Matt said. They've got 11 sacks, six interceptions on the year. So I think the Trainer defense wins the game.
All right, another one for Trainer. Jim?
All right, very good. Well, I'm going the other direction. I actually like Kemper Catholic for precisely the reason Matt said, just flip it around. I think Kemper Catholic has a more opportunistic defense. When I was looking at turnover numbers, Trainer hasn't really taken the ball away very much from their opponents this year. Kemper Catholic, on the other hand, has had more success with that. And I think that's, in close games, that's usually one of those things that really starts to make a big difference. So I'm going to take Kemper Catholic at home and pick up a game on you fellers.
All right. Kemper Catholic trying to pull off the shocker in the district.
Or end my season, yeah. One or the other.
There you go.
All right. So we'll move on here from that one to a Class 4A matchup. I'm going to jump around here a little bit for you because our last two games are in 3A, but we want to go to this one. It's in 4A. Denison Schleswig goes on the road to Lamar's. A couple of 3-3 squads. That's why I threw it on here. But you look at the overall work here this year, and I think it proves out to be a little bit in Denison's advantage. They played a little bit stronger throughout the year. The offense has been a little bit more productive. Of course, anytime you got a kid named Weavers on the roster, you know you've got something to work with. And Luke Weavers has done a pretty good job through the air for them. They haven't put up, you know, sparkling numbers, and they've struggled against some teams that maybe you think they should have played better against. But I think they have the upper hand in this one. So I'm going to go with the Monarchs. Doug.
What's Lamar's mascot?
The Bulldogs.
Bulldogs, okay. I thought it was Lions, maybe, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Ice cream sandwiches? I don't know.
It could be.
The Blue Bunnies.
Blue Bunnies. There you go. That'd be a tough team to beat then. You know, I did look at the offenses of both teams. I thought they were pretty underwhelming, actually. Mm-hmm. Both quarterbacks have shown some tendencies to turn it over. Is the Weavers kid brother of the other Weavers? It was so athletic.
I don't know.
Cousin, brother?
There's a whole slew of them.
There's a whole slew of Weavers up there, huh? I like the Bulldogs, actually. I think I'm going to take Lamar's.
All right.
Home team.
Going the other way. Jim.
Darn you, Doug.
Should I have stayed out of the studio again this week?
Well, you know, kind of odd statistical stuff I was looking at, too, and Denison on the year has 760 yards rushing and have scored 18 rushing touchdowns. Lamar's has about 350 more rushing yards, but eight fewer touchdowns. So get the ball across the goal line.
You know,
yes, sir.
That's how you win games.
I'm sure their fans have said that. Yeah.
Get the ball across the goal line. That's what you have to do. I don't know. Denison Sleswig does create more takeaways, but I don't know. I think that's a. I don't know. Teams from this part of the state struggle when they head to Northwest Iowa, it seems like. And some strange things can happen here and there. And I don't know. I'm going to go with Lamar's.
All right. So that's another one there for the Bulldogs. Matt.
All right. Interesting. Yeah. I saw that same thing there with the rushing yards. They've outrushed Denison by almost 400 yards on the season in there. But, yeah, just kind of getting the production in there. I don't know. It's a little bit of a trip up there to Blue Bunny Country for Denison Sleswig in there. I fall back onto, that's the old home of Westmar College up there. It's my dad's alma mater.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of great people that were born in Lamar's.
They shut the place down when your dad, they just figured they couldn't do any better than that.
Did they have a statue up there for any of the
Molochs? I doubt that. But there's a lot of great people that were actually born in Lamar's, Iowa.
Your sister Mel was born there?
Did we say that we did want him back in the studio or not? Who invited him back? So I'm going with Lamar's Bulldogs. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
you bet. I get Olympic there with the Monarchs.
It's my birthplace.
All right.
Is that on the city website, birthplace of Matt Mullinex?
Yeah, it's in the Wikipedia. Well, the Wikipedia has been edited a few times by the Mullinex clan. All right, that's going to do it for that stack of picks. We're going to head into a couple of 3A picks when we come back here in just a moment on who's going to win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Fairway Hash Browns, buy one, get one free. Over in the produce, we have Stella Bella See the Scrapes for $1.99 a pound, cucumbers and green peppers for 77 cents each. In the meat department, we have USDA Choice T-Bone Steaks for $8.99 a pound, boneless stuffed pork chops, two for $5, and loin-back pork ribs for $3.99 a pound. See all the deals and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's dive into our last two picks here of the sheet. And we've got the Harlan Cyclones, still undefeated, number one, going on the road for what looks like now their toughest district test here against the ADM Tigers, who come in at 4-1. Doug, who's gonna win?
Well, I appreciate being the third pick today. So I had the Loma HSD pick, and now I get Harlan. So you're kind of easing me back into it. I appreciate that. Trying to get off the pain medication, Okay. Think a little bit more clearly.
That's what it was.
I'm just kidding. I'm not taking any pain medication. I'm going to take Harlan Cyclones. ADM, I did watch part of that game, their game online against Atlantic. You know, they looked okay. Gave up the ball a little bit at the beginning. If they do that against Harlan, that's going to get that Cyclone tsunami rolling, and you don't want to do that against the Harlan Cyclones. So I'm going to take Harlan.
All right, one for the Cyclones. Jim?
Yeah, it's two. Why'd you put this game on here?
The only time they have a chance to be tested for a little bit.
ADM's got they've got a nice offense. They can put points on the board against normal teams. So they won't this week. So enjoy it while you can.
All right, another one for the Cyclones. Matt?
I think it'll be interesting for a little while, the game, just because it is on the road to ADM. Their defense really likes to fly to the ball. They're very sound. Harlan's probably, if they have a weak spot, I'd say their weak spot's probably in the line. It's not a line of the past for them. But they're just so athletic, skill-wise, on the edges and everywhere else that they just kind of get the job done. And they do play sound defense, so it'll be an interesting match for a little while. But Harlan's still in a big landslide, I think. Eventually.
All right, ADM's got that cannon up there too, don't they?
That's true.
They'll probably try to silence that. I think.
Oh man! Well, it only goes off if they score, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a nasty thing, and it should be outlawed.
Hey, it's well timed during the national anthem, though. Yes. Give them credit on that. They do a good job with that. This is ADM obviously wants to come out and you know, show that they can hang for a while, and we'll see if they can do that. I was just really impressed seeing Harlan up close last week in that game against Atlantic. They're just it's an offense that's on a different level. They've got a bunch of skill guys out there that have been there. They're on the same page. You can tell the timing is just right there on point with them. Know where guys are going to be, and Casper Bauer does a good job of putting it in a spot where they're going to go get it. And they're just a very, very well-oiled machine. I think they do roll in this one as well, and I'm going to go with the Cyclones. Our last one on the sheet here, a homecoming contest here for the Atlantic Trojans as they welcome in Knoxville, two teams looking to try to get off that 1-5 mark. Jim, who's going to win?
Well, there's not a lot of offense between these two teams. Both have less than 1,000 yards of total offense on the season, so they haven't really generated a lot of offensive firepower. You can have a 1-0 game in high school football because I've seen them. Those are called forfeits, but neither team is going to forfeit. Could this be a 2-0 game? Is it possible tonight? I don't know. No, I think Atlantic will generate some offense here tonight. I like their opportunities here tonight. I think they'll have a chance to get out and to get some things right and get some positive stuff going here tonight. So, yeah, I like Atlantic. I think they'll win this one at home.
All right, one for the Trojans. Matt?
Hey, Knoxville's coming off a big win. I think they broke an 11-game losing streak for them last week against Saydell in a nice win where they jumped out 21-0 in the first half there and held on down the stretch. They like to run a double wing type offense and kind of spread you out with a lot of a little extra motion in there and just try to get the ball to the outside, which as we've seen, it's kind of been Atlantic's weakness there, teams that try to get off the edge. But I think, like Jim said, I think Atlantic's going to be able to get the offense rolling this week and be able to outscore Knoxville. So I'm going to pick the Trojans at home for homecoming.
All right, another one there for Atlantic. One thing I noted from – I've heard from other folks here going into the season was that a big issue for Knoxville was going to be up front. Were they going to be big enough up front to try to contend with anybody and just a smaller line? And, of course, you know, Atlantic doesn't have the biggest line in the world, but here's a team where you probably match up with, and that I think that is advantageous here. You can get some time to get the ball out there in space to those guys on the edge. I think Atlantic, if they can get that short passing game going, especially out on the sidelines like they have a few times this year, that's where it can really get cooking for them. I think they do that in this game, and I think they pick one up here on homecoming. Doug?
Yeah, I like Atlantic, too. I think Knoxville, you mentioned the win that they had last week. I think they benefited from some turnovers that Saydell had. And their quarterbacks combined have 0 passing touchdowns and 7 interceptions. So, you know, if we can shut down the run game, not turn the ball over ourselves, I think Atlantic cruises to at least a 2-touchdown victory in this one.
All right. Bold prediction.
Even putting some score in there.
There you go, man. You really are on that medication, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Happy pills.
The Trojans there at home. Hopefully it will be a happy homecoming for Atlantic. Keep it tuned here. Again, coming up, we'll have that 8-man contest for you here tonight on the radio. Cam hosting Coon Rapids Baird. Mike Smith will be joining me for the call. If you want to watch that one, it'll be over on the Cam Cougar channel as well. We'll have lots of options for you to watch games tonight, also through the KJN Video Network. I want to thank Fairway and the folks at Rush CPA and Associates for bringing you another round of Who's Gonna Win here on KJN.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Fairway hash browns, buy one, get one free. Over in the produce, we have Stella Bella See the Scrapes for $1.99 a pound, cucumbers and green peppers for 77 cents each. In the meat department, we have USDA Choice T-Bone Steaks for $8.99 a pound, boneless stuffed pork chops, 2 for $5, and loinback pork ribs for $3.99 a pound. See all the deals and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.